This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
The world changed on October the 7th. It was a day in which Hamas terrorists perpetrated a massacre in Israel, killing 1,200 people, injuring countless more, and when 240 hostages were taken. 1 year later, the South African Jewish community remembers what happened. My guests now, Rowan Parliament, National Chairperson, SAZF, the Zionist Federation, and Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the Jewish Board of Deputies, join me to tell me what the community has in store.
Wendy, it's been quite a tough year for the Jewish community. What are your thoughts on this?
It has. It's been a really, I think it's been a tough year for global Jewry. And we are certainly not immune from that. But I do think that we've had some glimmers of hope in the last weeks. What I'm particularly proud about is our community, because we've once again shown we are a resilient community. We are a community that stands up for our values and stands up for our principles. And that's remarkable, really is remarkable. Just one example that I want to share with you is this latest issue with the renaming of Leila Khalid Drive. Sandton Drive is Leila Khalid Drive, the attempt by our Johannesburg City Council, who has absolutely nothing better to do with their time than to go and antagonize the Jewish community and many, many, many other Johannesburg residents and people who work in the city. And we've stood up loud and proud, and we've taken on the city of Johannesburg. And I'm absolutely astounded at how many people have sent submissions and petitions and opposition to the city of Johannesburg. And that shows that we will not be bullied. We will not stand by and allow the city to do something as egregious as they are planning to do.
Wendy, we have a petition circulating. If anybody hasn't signed it yet and should, where can they find it?
It can be found on the board's website. I think it's...
If you need to, looking for a copy of it,
it really is all over. I mean, there already have been close on 1,000 people that have submitted
and
through it.
And it's only been out for 24 hours, actually.
Yeah, but really, but even if you don't use ours, there are so many, you are welcome to send a petition. You can phone our offices and we'll give you the details, or you can go on our website. There are details and you can send your own submission.
The Jewish board, actually the Jewish community, are going big to commemorate October the 7th.
It is such an important date.
What do you have in mind? What is your vision?
Well, first of all, we will, of course, be attending the Zionist Federation's commemoration, which is just so important that our community stands unified. And I know that you are going to be speaking to Rowan, but it's so important that we get together and we mourn together and we commemorate this really important date. I cannot actually believe it's a year. It's been really a tough year, as we said earlier. The board is also planning a community event. And what we've done is we are sort of in the lines of Hostage Square, we are creating October 7 Square. And that is an opportunity for every one of our communal organizations to put up some form of display or exhibition or some way to remember that horrific day and what has followed with our hostages. So just to give you some examples, one shul is putting up a sukkah be'eri. A sukkah, we remember that it was Sukkot when this happened. They went in on one of our holy days. And they're going to put up a sukkah to remember what happened to Kibbutz Be'eri. And likewise, another shul is going to be doing another one of the kibbutzim with a sukkah near Oz. There are going to be memorials to Nova. There are going to be memorials to the cars that were burnt in that exhibition. There are going to be the sexual violence is going to be looked at by some of the women's organizations in Kolenu. This is really just a sampling. There are going to be memorials for South Africans that lost their lives on that day, and they're going to be memorials to Danielle Perez. Each organization has come up with such unique, innovative ways. And What we are going to be doing is we're going to be looking at 7 October through the eyes of South African jury. And that's really special. In fact, Cherise, you're going to be having a media conference where you're going to share this with the media. How does South African jury, how do we remember the 7th of October?
And it's not just for communal organizations, Wendy. Any individual can come and place a stone, light a candle.
And commemorate it in any way that they want to. Everyone, there's going to be a Tehillim area. There's going to be a place, there's going to be a speaker's corner. There's going to be a place where you can write messages to the hostage families, or you can draw some artwork that will be put up. There are so many ways. I, for example, lost a friend on 7 October. I'm going to be doing my own personal memorial to Vivian Silva. And really, we encourage, I know you've got your own idea of how you're going to be commemorating. Maybe you want to share that.
So for me, when I was in Israel, in a hotel in Tiberias, what struck me is all those displaced people from the north, those families. And I was opposite, my room was opposite a family of 3 small children, all 3 in nappies. And every morning I'd wake up to find those little nappies packed outside the door for collection. And I'm going to be bringing a little packet of nappies just to remember all those that have really lost their homes and haven't managed to go back yet.
So we encourage you to come and bring yours. There's going to be, Habonim is going to be doing a vigil on the first evening. And B'nai Akiva is bringing their learning that they do on Sunday afternoons. They are going to bring their learning to that area.
So
on the 6th of October in the morning, that's Sunday the 6th, we're going to be in Stoop doing the installations. That afternoon, we invite the community to come to visit the square, the 7 October Square, which is going to be at the Great Park Forest. And then the 7th, we're going to be up. We'll obviously stop in time for the Zionist Federation's memorial. But I also just want to just quickly mention that there is a massive, beautiful tree at Great Park. And under that, we've got a space that children can come on the afternoon of the 6th. They can come, they can do their artwork, they can also remember October 7 in a way that is appropriate, that is separate from all the difficult exhibitions, and that will be child appropriate for them. So please bring your children on the afternoon of the 6th as well.
This is really for the community. And if anybody needs those details, you're always welcome to contact me, Wendy.
And just wishing the community a Shana Tova, and please God, a year of healing and much better times.
Thank you very much. Wendy Kahn, National Director, Jewish Board of Deputies.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And we're talking commemoration for October the 7th, and my guest now is Rowan Pollivan, National Chairperson of the SA Zionist Federation. Rowan, welcome, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Cherise. Very good to be here.
Rowan, we've just been talking about what a year it has been, and now it's time to remember. The year, reflectively for you, how has it been?
Cherise, it's probably been the most difficult year for us as the South African Jewish community and for world Jewry for a very long time, I would say, until, you know, since the terrible days of the Holocaust. First of all, the tragic news of that horrific day. As they were unfolding, we learnt about them, the atrocities perpetrated against our brothers and sisters in Israel, I would say against Am Yisrael as a whole. The terrible news about the hostages, some of the hostages who were killed, some of the hostages who were still, are still in the clutches of Hamas in Gaza as we speak. Plus the challenges we experience as a South African Jewish community, the fact that the South African government threw our community under a bus and went to stand with the perpetrators of these terrible crimes as opposed to the victims. And yet our community stands strong, we stand proud, we proudly connected to Israel. Our connection with Israel remains unbreakable, and we will be commemorating this tragic day as we lead up to October the 7th in just over a week's time.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about the function, the kind of the formal official function that the SAZF is hosting?
Sure. So on the Monday, October the 7th, we will be hosting the official community commemoration event where our entire community is invited to come together for us to commemorate and speak about this tragic day. The doors will open at 4:30 p.m. And we will be having a very important and powerful installation where the community can come and read and look at the displays to see what happened before, during, and after October the 7th. And then the official event will begin sharply at 6 p.m. And we will be having a hostage who will be telling their powerful story. We'll be having a survivor who will be speaking from who was there at one of the kibbutzim on that terrible day. And our community will be speaking and standing with Israel, coming together to speak about that horrific day and to stand together as a community. And I invite community members who have not yet registered to please go to sazf.org/OCT7, so that's OCT7, sazf.org/OCT7, to please register. It is very important that members register so that they can quickly come in and secure their space for this important event.
Rowan, will you accept people who just arrived?
We will, but there might be queues and it might be a bit slow. So I strongly would urge people who can to register. The event is free of charge. All the relevant information will be shared to people who register.
Oh, that's brilliant. Rowan, just from my side, one of the highlights that I've experienced since October the 7th is the bringing together of global Jewry and the working together of Jews, the kind of solidarity both here in South Africa and around the world. And I just want to know your experience of that.
Well, I think I've experienced something very similar, Charisse. We've stood together as international Jewry. We've stood together against the political climate, against the media climate, against the horrific international relations of this government, of many other governments, against the ICJ case that unfortunately the South African government perpetrated against Israel to delegitimize her right of self-defense, and that unfortunately is ongoing. But it has been remarkable to see different organizations, different communities around the world to stand together, to show how proud we are to be Jews, to be Zionists, how our connection with Israel is unbreakable, how nothing will break that, and it has only made us stronger as Jews and brought us closer together in the backdrop of this very, very sad situation.
Yeah, and just on a personal note, just to end off, just to say thanks to you and, the Zionist Federation, the board and the Fed work very closely together. We've really supported each other, and I just want to kind of acknowledge that.
Thanks, Charisse. And of course, it's very important for us to work together. We are an important community. We're an outsized community that makes an incredible contribution to this country. And thank you to you, thank you to the Board of Deputies and all the other organizations that we can work with in these situations.
And I will next see you on October the 7th, although under difficult circumstances. Thanks so much for joining me. That was Rowan Pollivan, the National Chairperson, SA Zionist Federation. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Next week this time is Rosh Hashanah, so I wish you all Shana Tova Umatuka. Thanks to Craig and Makundi for putting the show together. As always, if there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're welcome to send me an email. Until we meet again, Shabbat Shalom.